What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Rodney Perry. This is the podcast. It's a beautiful Sunday. I'm currently in Los Angeles, California. Been a crazy few days. Thursday night started off in Denver, Colorado. Hopefully you heard the cast with me and my brother, Ryan Evans. We had a great chat. And then came on down over to Los Angeles, California, Friday night. The Comedy Union was epic. So many comics, man. One of the things I pride myself on, and I didn't really understand this earlier in my career, but treating my peers right, you know, from the top to the bottom. You know, if you're a comic, you're my brother, you're my sister. And so many comedians came out to see me. It was, you know, and somebody noted it was like, yo, man, you know, like I've been doing comedy longer than Rodney, and comedians don't come out to see me, you know. So it's one thing to have the world and a great audience of people, which we did have a sold out show at the Comedy Union, but to have your peers respect you and revere you is something that I hold very near and dear to me. So thanks to everybody that came out. Shouts out to the pop-up comedy, which is my girl Satara. She's taking a Sprinter, Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, and she has a mobile comedy show, which I think is the ultimate in entrepreneurship. Is just very dope, and she can pull up anywhere and put up a show for like 10 people for comedians. It's just flat out dope. Anyway, so I came on a day. I'm in LA. Came out really for my son. He had his first performance with a live band, and he's a rapper. His name is Revenue. Young Revenue Hefner, which is he took that name from his cousin that we lost to some violence, and he adopted that name and became a rapper probably 7 or 8 years ago, and he's really been progressing, and so I wanted to be there for that show. You know, a lot of times with your children, you know, even when they're grown, you know, they just kind of need your support. And it's crazy, as a father, man, I really was overcome with emotion and just proud just watching them perform, you know. And and there's elements that I can help him with, I know, because I've been performing myself for, you know, the lion's share of my life. So you know, I ain't about to start managing nobody but myself, but I will definitely, you know, impart some of my wisdom on my son, Devin Devante Harris. So yes, and I know what you're saying. Yes, his mother was a big fan of Jodeci, apparently. Devante Swain. So after that, went by the J Spot, did a set last night. And it's crazy, these sets in LA have been crazy for me, because it's like I'm getting some crazy laughs. Like, I was telling my buddy David, I'm staying at David's crib, beautiful home here in Porter Ranch, California. I was telling Dave, man, people are laughing in spaces they shouldn't be laughing in. You know, because, you know, you work a joke up to a punchline, and then people go, you know, it's like an explosion, a reveal. And, man, I'm getting crazy laughs. And I was at the J Spot last night, and I thought it was the Comedy Union, because the Comedy Union, I was getting crazy laughs in there. And I was like, yo, these people are not listening. They're laughing at something else. But they was really fucking cracking up, and I was like, yo. I was like, am I in a different space? Am I invoking a different type of laugh? You know, and maybe so, maybe so. I know comedically I'm just getting stronger. You know, it's crazy. Comedy is such a young man's game. But the older you are, the better you are. Because comedy is also, stand-up comedy is also better with experience. Like, the more experience you have in life, I think the better comedian you are, because you have more fodder for stories and or anecdotes and or wisdom and or things like that that would become comedy. So at a 20-year-old, my experience was limited. Although I was funny, you know, my experience was ultimately pretty limited. The podcast today, last few days have been cool. The podcast, David and I were talking yesterday, and as I sit in his home here in California, first of all, to be a homeowner in California is no easy task. I mean, it costs, you know. I mean, you're looking at low-end, a home in Los Angeles, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. I bought my home in Atlanta for under $400,000. And although my home is bigger, you know, location, California, man, the weather, the palm trees, I mean, it costs to live out here. And Dave and I were talking, and I'm like, dude, although we are still on our journey and we want to get to the quote-unquote promised land of comedy, the big time, the accolades, the massive crowds, we're all shooting for those things. I'm like, dude, I'm sitting at your house looking at a pool, a gazebo. It's just a beautiful home, man. And this is the American dream. I mean, to be a professional comedian and be able to take care of your family that way, you are winning. So for those of you out there today that are going for whatever, know this, you are probably already winning. Like, yes, you still want to get, you're still on the journey. The journey kind of, you kind of never arrived, really. So even when you're the Kevin Harts of the world, every arriving is something you kind of never do. You kind of just, once you get to a certain area, you just get another address to go to put into navigation to go to another place. So as you achieve XXX, okay, now I'm a professional comedian, people know my name. Boom, here's another address. Now you're going toward television and film. Oh, you get there. Next address is, now you're going toward nationwide success. Now you're going for global success. Now you're going for peace of mind, tranquility. Now you're going for, so, and that's true, whatever you do, whether you're an accountant, whether you are a singer, a dancer, whether you are creative type, whether you're analytical type, the achievement of every goal opens up a door to another goal. So you have to stay in a perpetual state of thankfulness. You know, so on this Sunday, I say thank you, Lord. Throughout my life, I've had people prophesize to me, different people, you know. And it's always been amazing to me. And I always question God, like, God, why you didn't just tell me? You know, people come to me, God told me to tell you this. And I'm like, yeah, sure he did. God is kind of, he knows my number. but you have to take the information. And it's always really simple. Like, God kind of doesn't yell, because a yell from God will sit you on your butt. So God, the word I got from God that sticks with me is, sometimes you just should say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord. I don't care what you're going for. There's something to be thankful for. People sometimes take their own life or walk into a school to shoot up the place. They're hopeless because they haven't stopped to be thankful whatever. So on this Sunday, I tell you, the word for the day is, thank you, Lord. It's Roddy Perry. It's the podcast. Thanks for listening.